Good evening. Welcome to the Blues. I'm Lee Hay, and tonight we've got a special treat for all of you Boogie Woogie fans. Music historian Dave Lewis and Cincinnati's world-class Boogie Woogie pianist Ricky Nye sat down in the studio recently to talk about Ricky's upcoming Boogie Summit at Southgate House Revival. In the next hour, you'll hear their thoughts on the Boogie Woogie art form, and the players will be joining Ricky Nye on stage in Newport, a Boogie Woogie special on the Blues.
Hi, I'm Dave Lewis, and I have the honor and privilege of being seated across the table from Ricky Nye, one of the premier performers in the Boogie Woogie vein in this long tradition that we've had of it here in Cincinnati. Welcome.
All right, thank you.
I understand you just made it back from Europe. Certainly there were some exciting things going on out there.
Yeah, I spent the month of August in Europe. I started with a three-day festival in Auvergne in the mountains in a town called Le Roquebrune. And it's a long-standing festival. It's a three-day fest. It's boogie-woogie, blues, swing. It goes on all day and all night. There's a couple little spots in town where they've got pianos and people are just playing, like I said, all day. The show's in the evening. Afterwards, everybody goes back down to the village and just carries on until it's light out. So that's how it started. And then I went to Amsterdam and stayed there for 2 weeks and played all over the Netherlands, 10 shows in the 2 weeks. I left there and went to Paris and played with the Paris Blues Band. We had 4 nights at the Caveau de la Chute in Paris, and then I came home.
Wonderful. Well, now that you're back, we are looking forward here to the 15th Annual Blues and Boogie Piano Summit, which is going to be held at the Southgate House Revival on Friday and Saturday, November the 7th and 8th.
That's right. The hustle is on. Yeah, this is a lot of firsts for this show. In its 15th year, for the first time, it's 2 nights because the capacity in the new Southgate House, in the sanctuary, in the big room, is less than the old facility. And I had a year off from the show because of a handful of reasons. One is the new venue wasn't open yet.
Yeah.
And so I was concerned that maybe people might forget, or maybe not forget, but the excitement may have waned. And it was more than sold out. It was maybe a little over code, and they turned away about 40 people. So I said, you know what? I'm going to try 2 nights. And also for several reasons that you pay airfare once, because I have a player coming from Switzerland and one coming from Germany. You pay to have the pianos moved once. You pay for poster manufacturing once, print ads once. And considering the capacity, I says, I think we can do this 2 nights. The other first, and it's always been, I guess, a bit of a problem, is I haven't been able to organize reserve seating. But this year, you can guarantee that you have a seat. It was all kind of the old facility. They'd have tables, chairs, and stuff just scattered around. And then they started using folding chairs and such. So in the new place, you can select whether you want to have a reserve seat or whether you want standing room. So it's a different purchase price. And this is something that's always been a bit of a problem. So now folks guarantee they have a seat. And what I wanted to say was there's 200 seats available per show. So it's limited seating. I think that I hope
that will be enough to provide seats for enough butts.
Right, sure. And that's the thing, too. The folks can be able to guarantee that they got a place to park themselves. So these are two things I'm happy about for this year. And each year, I don't really try to come up with a hard and fast theme, but just the way that it worked out. This year, I said it's featuring the new breed Boogie Woogie, the young guys that are playing this stuff with a lot of passion and a lot of respect. So that's how it came out to be, is the players that I'm featuring this year are Chris Cones And he's from Switzerland, from Oster, Switzerland, near Zurich, and also a young player from Germany named Luca Setzak. And then my friend, who is now 24, but I met him when he was 15. He's from Iowa City, named Chase Garrett. He's played at several of my boogie summits as a guest. He played at the 10th anniversary show as a part of the lineup. He's played at the Arches Boogie Piano Stage at the Cincy Blues Fest several times. And people in this area, they know Chase. And right. And he's a very lovable young man. He's been in Europe for 3 months now.
My goodness.
So he's got a girlfriend in Vienna. I'm sorry, in Austria, I should say, in Austria. He has very high aspirations and is a hard worker. I produced an album for him when he was 18 called Mrs. Blues. So I'm really excited about this lineup. Also features my rhythm section, Chris Douglas on upright bass and Paul Ellis on drums. And a guitarist who's been a part of the lineup since the 8th year. His name is George Bedard, and he comes down from Ann Arbor, Michigan. And this guy is a major talent, but he's a great accompanist. He's a great soloist. He's perfect for the show. And anybody who's been to the show in the last several years, they know George. And we always give him a feature during the show, and just so happy that he's a part of the annual proceedings. And so we've got two grand pianos. Another big selling point is that it's a non-smoking show. People think it's happening in Kentucky, it's going to be smoking, but the sanctuary there at Southgate House Revival, it's non-smoking, so people are always happy about that.
Excellent. Well, before we give too much of the game away, let's review some of the individual performers that you're going to be featuring at the Blues and Boogie Piano Summit this year. You mentioned Chris Cones, who's from Switzerland, and I know this name. I've heard of this fella.
Yeah, he played at the Arches stage, not this past August, but the year prior, at the Arches Boogie Piano Stage, part of the Cincy Blues Fest. And I met him, like I meet a lot of European pianists if I'm over playing a festival. And he brought me over to play his festival, which happens every November. Brought me over, I guess it would have been about 2 years ago. And that's the other nice thing about this show. Not all the pianists that I have, not all the pianists that I know are organizers, but the ones that are, it's nice that if we appreciate how each other plays, that we can have an exchange program. Like Chris brought me over for his show. He says, well, gosh, I'd be happy to bring you over. And it's a nice cultural exchange. You know, the thing about this music, and we've had this discussion before, just is that this style of music was born in the U.S.
Yeah.
But it's gone, I say it's kind of forgotten, really. A lot of people, you know, you say boogie-woogie there, I say, what? And then there's people that say, oh, I'll play you boogie-woogie, but that really don't pay respect. Ultimately, you got to pay respect to tradition and find your voice in this kind of music. So it's a lot of the Europeans and young people. Well, like that's half the lineup this year is two young European pianists. So that's where it really lives and breathes and changes. It's really remarkable. I just don't really, well, I say I don't understand why it's like that. But the thing about this kind of music in Europe, I was talking to Bob Seeley, who's from Detroit, 86 years old now. He knew Mead Lux Lewis. He knew Jimmy Yancey. You know, he knew Pete Johnson. He knew these guys. And I said, Bob, I wonder why it is, man. It's just so big over there. Like it lives and breathes. It's a viable art form. He says, well, it's the sound of freedom. The end of World War II, you know, the music that's from that general era, people are just really excited about it over there. And sometimes I joke, I say, well, I played at a festival in England. Little babies in strollers were playing boogie-woogie, you know, but it's not far from the truth. You've got these little kids, they might be 7, 8 years old, that are playing good boogie. It's really interesting to me.
It is unfortunate that in America, as close as a lot of younger people get to even the idea of boogie-woogie, is the rockin' pneumonia and the boogie-woogie flu, and that's just because they play it on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
But this Chris Cones disc shows an awareness of the traditional boogie-woogie literature, and I note a couple of things on here that I know quite well. Cow Cow Blues, which was written by Charles Cow Cow Davenport and even recorded in Cincinnati for a vocal style piano role in 1925.
Right.
And Shout for Joy by Albert Ammons, which is a piece that our mutual friend Stephanie Trick plays very well.
Mm-hmm.
And this disc is well packed with traditional kinds of pieces in Boogie Woogie, whereas the other ones we're going to review have more original material. So you want to give this a little bit of a spin?
Yeah, yeah. So we'll listen to Cow Cow Blues?
Yeah.
Great.
Let me just mention that Boogie Woogie is a distinct type of American piano music that may even be older than ragtime, Lafcadio O'Hearn, in one of his newspaper articles, described what he defined as something that was banjo playing on the piano. It wasn't very good piano playing, but it was good banjo playing. That was in 1879. So Boogie Woogie is very old. The emphasis is in the, and I have to hold it out, the left hand. And generally it's based around pattern that you play in that hand. In the old times, they used to refer to it as the rocks.
Right, sure. And Jimmy Yancey, you know, from Chicago, he had a piece called The Rocks.
Right.
And so it's an eighth note pattern, like da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And it can swing da-da-da-da-da-da-da, or it can be straight da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. It's a driving rhythm. To me, it's the beginning of rock and roll. And it generally follows a blues form, a 12-bar form. I would say that's a generalization, because you can play a boogie-woogie to a tune. You'll see on Chris Cones' disc, he's got a tune, Margie. It's also a tune that I do that in a boogie-woogie style. Mm-hmm. So you can play a tune with chord changes with a boogie rhythm and sort of pattern, but a lot of times it follows what you would call a blues progression, and it's just driving music.
Yeah, you can put almost anything through a boogie-woogie filter. I just recently picked up some Hazel Scott 78s where she's playing Rachmaninoff in boogie-woogie style and that sort of a thing. It can be done.
Yeah, sure.
We have come in our evening to the music of Lukas Sestak, who is going to be featured. He's from Germany and will be featured in the program held Friday and Saturday, November 7th and 8th. At the Southgate House Revival, the 15th annual Blues and Boogie Piano Summit. And what can you tell us about Luca?
Well, I met him last January. I was playing a festival in Cambrai, France, not too far from Belgium. And that's when I met Luca. He was part of the lineup. It's a big and exciting part of these trips that I take is the new players that I meet that I never got to meet before. And I was impressed by his playing, number one, but also by his maturity. He's 19 years old. It's just remarkable. And we had a great time together just socializing and playing at the after party, because that's also a big part of these festivals. There's generally always an after party, and it's just so much fun. So I was so impressed by him, I invited him to come and play this year.
Excellent. Will this be his Cincinnati premiere?
Yes, first time.
Well, we have a disc of his called New Way, Blues and Boogie. And I was wondering if you would like to pick out a couple of tunes for us to purview.
I think we should check out this first tune. It's called James, either Weber or Weber, depending on where you're from.
Yeah.
James Weber's Breakdown. That's the first piece on here. So let's check that out.
Thank you.
Moving on with more of Lucas Sestak's music, you mentioned that he has a strong sense of communion with James Booker.
Yeah, with the great James Carroll Booker III from New Orleans. He was really, I want to say, a piano player's piano player, although he was an incredible vocalist, an incredible stylist. He played anything and everything. The guy was just amazing. There's a documentary, and I don't know what kind of distribution it's going to get, but I was able to see a screening of it in Dayton. It's called Bayou Maharaja, The Tragic Genius of James Booker. It was made by a young lady in New Orleans named Lily Keber, K-E-B-E-R. And it's just a beautiful tribute. So a lot of players, actually players from the boogie tradition too, they have a kinship and appreciation. And I hear a lot of these players play James Booker pieces. So Luca wrote a piece called Dr. James, which is on this disc here, called New Way. So it's one, like I said, one of his pieces in tribute to the late James Booker.
Excellent. So let's give Luca Sestak a spin with Dr. James. All right, so now we're turning to the third name on the docket of the 15th Annual Blues and Boogie Piano Summit to be held at the Southgate House on November 7th and 8th. This is a fellow that you know, I suspect, quite well, Mr. Chase Garrett.
Right. It's a very interesting and fateful way that we met. I met him when he was 15. I went to Des Moines, Iowa, to play some shows with a guitarist friend named Rob Lombard. And the day after I arrived, I was staying with Rob and his family, and I says, do you mind if I check my email? So I received an email, and in the subject bar, it said, coming to Iowa. So I start to read the email. It says, hello, my name is Chase Garrett. I'm 15 years old. I got some of your music online, and I learned one of your pieces, a piece of mine called the Creole Boogie. It's a boogie that I made. So he says, I made a little CD, and I would really like to meet you, and I'm wondering if you'll ever be coming to Iowa anytime in the future.
How about that?
Yeah, because I say to myself, I could have got this email a week after I got back home. So my friend Robbie says, look, talk to his folks and see if they can bring him to this party that we're playing at. We played a backyard party. It was in the summertime. So they brought him. He looked like he was about 9 years old. And I said, Chase, I says, I'm so happy to meet you. Of course, you're going to be sitting in. We're going to invite you up to play. So we invited him up, and I stepped down, and I'm sitting next to his father, and he starts playing Creole Boogie, and he sounds like me. And it was just crazy. And then he launched into a blues. Well, he had got a disc from my fifth Boogie Summit, which also featured Barrelhouse Chuck from Chicago, who's like the son of all Chicago blues pianists. Chase starts playing a blues and starts playing the heck out of some blues. Then he starts singing. I says, oh, my gosh. So we kept inviting him up through the evening, you know. And I said to him, I says, look, I says, it's obvious you're going to do something with music, but you need to have a proper recording. You need to have a proper CD, not some homemade kind of thing. And if you can ever work it out with your folks and can come to Cincinnati, I'll produce a record for you. We'll do it in 3 days. Stay at the house. We'll come up with the stuff that you're going to do. And I'll have my rhythm section and other guests. And so we'll record the band for 2 days and record solo pieces the third day. And he worked his tail off. He had just turned 18. So we made this disc. I produced the CD for him called Mrs. Blues. So then I've watched his career. I've invited him to come as a guest to my Boogie Summit, and he played at my 10th anniversary show. Just really remarkable talent. I mean, every time I hear him, he's got new tricks, and he's just learning. He's just blossoming, and he's such a wonderful young guy. He's just amazing.
So you produced this disc. I was wondering if you have any particular favorites that you would like to share with us.
Well, one tune, and he's got several of the pieces on here are his own. So he made this tune, and he calls it the Dumpster Stomp. And it's delightful. I think we should check this out. Thank you.
So we just heard The Dumpster Stomp by Chase Garrett. I was wondering if we can hear one for the home team and listen. What is the Cincy title on here?
Oh, it's called Cincy Boogie. And I'm sure it's an improvisation.
All right, let's give that a spin. This is Chase Garrett. Well, Ricky, we've heard the other three pianists that are featured at the 15th Annual Blues and Boogie Piano Summit, which you are presenting at the Southgate House Friday and Saturday, November 7th and 8th. And now I guess it's your turn. You've got a great looking new disc here called Swingin' Some Blues, and it has a very splashy and musical cover. Great pair of legs. So who did the art for this?
Maurice Mattei did the artwork for this. I played on his CD, which is coming out in just a couple of weeks. So in exchange, he did my artwork. So old-fashioned bartering system.
So what can you tell us about this project?
Well, I hadn't released a local ensemble disc in about 10 years because I kept making band recordings with my friends in Paris, who I call the Paris Blues Band. So I had been putting out Boogie Summit titles, other CDs along the way, some solo piano discs, you know, these Paris Blues Band discs, but I hadn't released a group that featured my local band since 2003, I guess. I put out a disc called Quick and Dirty. So we play with a saxophonist named Brian Hogg. He runs the jazz department at Northern Kentucky University, and he's really remarkable. And so when we play as a quartet, this is my group, Brookie and I Incorporated, sometimes we operate as a trio, sometimes we operate as a quartet. And when we have Brian, people are excited because he's an exciting player. Yeah. Oh, do you have a CD with a saxophone on it? No. So I said, we got to fix that. So he was just in Europe for about 3 months in France, and with a lot of students from Northern Kentucky University, were able to come over and play and do concerts with him, and he's gone over a lot. Spend time in Morocco, you know, he's been over to Europe a lot. We've got him featured on 5 of the 11 tunes, and also features Chris Douglas on upright bass and Paul Ellis on drums, who will be playing at the show at the Boogie Summit, and Sylvain Aché, the guitarist, the Frenchman who's been living in Cincinnati for, I would say, over 20 years, plays some nice hollow-body electric guitar. I have a friend from South Bend, Indiana, named Tom Moore that plays amplified harmonica on a couple tunes. I put Hammond organ on 4 tunes, just textural, you know, not features, but just for the texture. So this features some of my tunes, some pieces, you know, I would call, they're songs, you know, they're Please Don't Talk About Me When I'm Gone, Baby, Won't You Please Come Home, tunes like this, you know.
Among the originals, what would you like to have played as exemplifying the standard of what the project is here?
Well, you know, what we could do is, because it's called Blues and Boogie Piano Summit, we could play a blues off of here. This is called Low and Slow. This is in tribute to a pianist named Charlie Booty, who's from Milan, Tennessee, and he became a good friend. I met him through the Arches Boogie Piano Stage. He's played at my Boogie Summit several times, the second year and the fifth year. He passed away about, I want to say, maybe 6 years ago. The guy was really remarkable. He used to fly small planes, and he crashed a plane.
Bummer.
And he got amnesia. So he had to relearn a lot of things, like playing the piano. Well, as he got into it, it started coming back to him fairly quickly, but it was a real scare. Anyway, so we are having a conversation about this. He says, yeah. He says, from now on, I just keep it low and slow. So I took that as inspiration as a title, and then I made this blues. So let's listen to that, Low and Slow.
Fly too high, don't want to fall too low. Shoot straight up to the ceiling, just to fall down to the floor. So till it's time to go, gonna keep it low and slow. Lord, I'm gonna take my time just to get to where I'm going. Lace up my shoes and get on out the door. Thank you.
nice and easy. I'm in no hurry to leave. Gotta hold on a little while. There's more tricks up my sleeve. So until it's time to go, gonna keep it low, slow. So until they come and get me, gonna keep it low and slow.
I'd like you to set up one more. You said that you were going to play us a blues and then a boogie.
Yeah. Let's do something that's, since we've heard some good examples of boogie, let's do something that it wouldn't necessarily qualify as a boogie, probably more like a barrel house kind of piece. And speaking of Charlie Booty, this is one of his pieces. It's called the Davenport Stomp. Mm-hmm. And this has been a favorite of mine. I've loved this piece for so long. I've been wanting to learn it for probably 10 years. So I finally got around to it. It's really a lot of fun. And it's with the trio. I'm always happy to pay tribute to these guys, like the late Big Joe Duskin from Cincinnati. Mm-hmm. You know, Charlie, these guys are big influences on me. And it's important for me to recognize them. So I was happy to write a little something in tribute to Charlie, and to also play one of his pieces. So let's check this out. This is the Davenport Stomp. Thank you.
I'm Dave Lewis, and this evening we have had as our guest Ricky Nye, the eminent boogie and blues pianist who has contributed so much to the musical landscape here in Cincinnati. And he is presenting the 15th annual Blues and Boogie Piano Summit at the Southgate House Revival at 111 6th Street in Newport on November 7th and 8th. Any last words?
Well, I'd like to remind everyone that it's two nights for the first time. Reserve seating. I suggest you pick up your tickets sooner than later. 200 seats available per show, reserve seats. And then there's standing room, also standing room tickets. So I encourage people to come. We've got two grand pianos, courtesy of Piano Pros in Westchester. And I want to thank all the sponsors. It would take a little while to mention everybody, but the sponsors are what makes this show happen. I couldn't stage this. This is my production. I couldn't stage this without the help of all our sponsors. So two grand pianos, full rhythm section, non-smoking, duets throughout the evening, a stage during each set, and a grand finale at the end with everybody on stage. It's a very exciting show. I'm very proud to present it. It's a high-quality audience.
Sounds pretty rocking to me.
It is.
All right. Well, thank you for coming down tonight, and it's been a real pleasure talking with you, Ricky Nye.
I appreciate it. Thank you, Dave.
Hey, take it easy. Good night.
Well, baby, won't you please come home? 'Cause your daddy's all alone. I tried in vain. Never more call your sweet, lovely name. When you left, you broke my heart. 'Cause I never thought we'd part. Every hour in the day, you can hear me say, oh, baby, won't you please come home? I miss you badly. Now won't you please come home?
I'd like to thank Ricky Nye and Dave Lewis for dropping by the studio and talking about Boogie Woogie. You'll find a link to the 15th Annual Blues and Boogie Piano Summit at WVXU.org. This has been a Boogie Woogie Blues special on 91.7 WVXU Cincinnati and 88.5 WMUB Oxford. I'm Lee Hay.